That's what I call it. I mean, that's what they call it then, yeah. Shotgun, just a straight house, you know, just straight. A shotgun house.
What? I'm not sure I know what you mean. Does it?
I mean, it's just a straight house, you know, just straight. Maybe, see, like my living room here, well, this come here, then I go, mine goes down, a hall down there. But this was just a, just like this, you know, just straight all the way through.
It didn't have any hall in it then?
No, it didn't have any hall.
Is that what you mean by shotgun?
I don't know why they call them shotgun houses. That's what they call them.
Yeah. How did you get heat?
We had a fireplace. Mm-hmm.
Tell me about the parts of the fireplace. You'd say the smoke would go up through the
chimney.
Okay. Have you ever heard any names for different kinds of chimneys?
No.
Do you ever see one made out of dirt?
No, I haven't seen that one. I was made from brick. Uh-huh. Yes. And it had fire dogs, you know, put the wood on.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear that call anything else?
No, just fire dogs.
Okay. What about the open place?
The open?
Open place in front of the fireplace.
They call that the hearth.
Okay. And the thing up above?
The fire shelf.
Okay. Any other names for that?
No, not at all.
Okay. Say if you were going to start a fire, the kind of wood you'd use to start it with, you'd call that?
Lighted.
Okay. Any other names?
They say splinters, but it was all the same. Yeah.
Do you ever hear the word kindling?
Yes, kindling.
Is there a difference? Or?
No, it's all the same.
Okay, and say you might take a big piece of wood and put it sort of toward the back of the fireplace, and it burned for a long time.
Call it back stick.
Okay. Do you ever hear any other expression for that?
No.
The reason I was wondering is, I heard the expression chunk, a chunk of wood.
Yes.
Does that mean anything?
That's the same thing, it's just a large piece of wood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, and the black stuff that you clean out of the chimney, or that forms in the chimney?
Soot.
Okay.
Yes. They call it soot.
Have you heard it called anything else?
No, I haven't.
Do you ever hear smut?
Smut, yes. Smut.
Okay. And then the things that you have to clean out of the fireplace.
Ashes.
And talking about things that you have in a room, you say that the thing that you're sitting in is called a
chair.
And the thing that three or four people can sit on like this is a
couch or sofa.
Have you ever seen different sofas or couches built a little bit different from this?
Yes, maybe? I have.
What?
Some of them, you know, have that piece of wood in them, mm-hmm. in the hounds, and they have large hounds on the thing. Mm-hmm. And then some have the French prevention style mm-hmm. with that wood, you know, little skirts kind of like this, you know, just mm-hmm. in parts, though, not solid piece like that.
What do you call those?
The chairs or
Do you call if it has wood here, do you call it sofa or couch, or do you have another name?
Sofa or couch is all I've ever
here. Okay. And something that you might have in your bedroom to keep your clothes in. What are some
chifferoles?
What's that like?
It's about as wide as that cereal there, but it's tall, about as high as the window. And it have a long glass on one side and a short glass on the other one with about four or five drawers in it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Does it have a place to hang clothes?
Yes, where the long mirror is a place to hang your clothes. Mm-hmm. And then